Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into a really tasty old-school jungle and DnB move, the Subsign Ghost playbook. The whole idea is to make your sub feel heavier than it technically is, without just cranking the volume and hoping for the best. We're talking about that classic low-end trick, where the bass seems to punch forward, breathe, and hit the system with way more attitude. If you've ever heard a tune where the sub feels enormous, but the actual waveform is still pretty disciplined, that's usually timing, envelope control, and a little bit of harmonic illusion doing the heavy lifting. And in Ableton LIV 12, this is perfect for DJ tools, because a bass that feels massive but stays clean will translate way better in a blend, in an intro, and on a proper club system. So the goal today is simple: build a mono sub in Ableton, then add a tiny ghost note right before the main hit so the ear gets a little pre-warning. That tiny cue makes the main sub feel more forceful, more physical, and more deliberate. It's a small move, but in drum and bass, small moves can absolutely change the whole vibe. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and call it SUB Ghost. On that track, load operator. Keep it super clean. Oscillator A only set to a sine wave and turn off the other oscillators. We want a pure sub source first. Set the amp envelope with a zero to very short attack, a controlled decay, a sustain that fits your note length, and a release that doesn't leave a long tail hanging around. The big idea here is punch, not bloom. Then put utility after operator. Set the width to 0%, because the deepest part of the sub needs to stay locked in mono. If you need it, use bass mono to make sure the bottom end stays stable. This matters a lot in jungle and old school DnB, because your low end has to survive fast break programming and still feel solid in the club. Now, before we write bass, get a break loop going on another track. Use a chopped amen style break, a break funk pattern, or a modern roller break with some swing and ghost hits. The point is that the sub should feel like it's answering the drums, not just sitting underneath them like a flat layer of low frequencies. Now write a very simple bass phrase. Keep it sparse. 1 to 3 notes per bar is plenty. Root notes are your best friend here, and sometimes a fifth if you want a bit of movement. Don't overcrowd the low end. In this style, space is part of the groove. If the bass talks all the time, it stops sounding heavy. Think in phrases, not just notes. Maybe the first bar hits the root on beat 1, then answers on the offbeat later in the bar. Maybe the second bar holds a note a little longer, then leaves a little gap, so the break can breathe. That call and response feeling is a huge part of jungle energy. Now for the main trick, the ghost note. Take one of your important bass hits and place a very short, very quiet note just before it. Usually this is about 1/32nd to 1/16th note before the main hit. Keep the velocity low, something like 15 to 40, and keep the note length tiny. It should feel like a shadow trigger, not a second bass line. You can keep the ghost note on the same pitch as the main note for maximum illusion. Or, if it stays clean, you can try it an octave lower, but don't get too fancy yet. The purpose here is to create anticipation. The ear hears that tiny pre-event and then interprets the main hit as bigger, heavier, and more intentional. This is one of those things where timing matters more than people expect. You're not just placing notes on a grid. You're placing them in milliseconds. Sometimes shifting the ghost note a few milliseconds earlier or later can completely change the pocket. And in jungle, the pocket is everything. Now shape the envelope a bit more carefully. A fast attack is obvious, but the decay and sustain control whether the sub feels tight or muddy. If the bass is too soft, shorten the decay. If it's ringing too long into the break, reduce the sustain or shorten the note length. The sweet spot is usually a note that hits cleanly, speaks quickly, and gets out of the way before the next drum accent arrives. If you want a bit more visibility on smaller speakers, add saturator after operator. Keep it subtle, a little drive, soft clip-on, and then compensate the output so you're comparing fairly. We are not trying to turn the sub into a fuzz bass. We just want some harmonics so the ear can locate the note even when the actual fundamental is very low. After that, use EQ8. Roll off anything below the useful range, so you don't collect rumble, and check for mud in the low mids if the patch starts sounding boxy. Be careful not to overboost the sub. A lot of the time, the feeling of weight comes from the relationship between the sub, the kick, and the break, not from a giant EQ boost somewhere. Keep checking in mono. Seriously, this is not optional if you want heavyweight low end that works in clubs. If the bass suddenly falls apart in mono, that means something in the chain is too wide, too facey, or too layered. Your deepest sub should feel boring on its own and enormous in context. That's the trick. Emotionally boring, musically effective. If you want to go one level deeper, Resample the bass phrase to audio. Record a clean take, then duplicate it and make a ghost texture layer. On that layer, high pass it so it's not fighting the sub, and low pass it so it becomes more of an attack or thump layer than a full duplicate. You can add a little drum bus or another gentle transient shaping style effect to help the front edge speak. This is a great move in jungle, because the break is already full of tiny transients. A quiet resample texture can help the bass join that conversation without muddying the deep end. Think of it like giving the sub a bit of skin, while the sign underneath stays pure. Now put the bass back against the drum loop and listen to the call and response. This is where the whole thing starts to feel musical instead of technical. The sub should answer the break. It should leave space for the snare. It should create a little tension before the hit. If every bass note lands exactly on every kick, the groove can flatten out fast. But if the ghost note hints at the next hit, the whole pattern starts to feel alive. Also, pay attention to note length. Too long, and the sub smears across the groove. Too short, and it loses weight. Usually a middle ground works best, where the main note takes up around 60 to 80% of the step length, depending on tempo and break density. Now let's make it feel intentional in the arrangement. Automation is your friend here, but keep it subtle. You might automate a small bump in saturator drive going into the drop. You might lift the track gain by half a dB or so as the drop lands. You might open a filter on the ghost layer slightly for a fill, then close it back down. These are tiny moves, but tiny moves can make the drop feel like it's arriving with purpose. And because this is a DJ Tools approach, think about usability. You want your intro to be mixable. You want your drop to be clear. You want your outro to give another DJ space to transition. So don't fill every bar with bass. Let the track breathe. A stripped back intro with a restrained ghost sub can be way more effective than a wall of low end from the first second. Now, a quick reality check. Always compare at low monitoring levels. If the ghost effect still reads quietly, that's a good sign. It means the bass is carrying its identity through timing and harmonics, not just loudness. If it disappears completely, you may need a little more harmonic content or a tighter envelope, not just more gain. A useful habit here is to avoid solo addiction. Solo the sub only when you're troubleshooting. Most of the time, you need to hear it in context with the break. A sub that sounds massive alone can actually be weak in the mix if it's fighting the drums. The real test is whether the groove feels bigger when the kick, snare, and sub are all working together. If you want a darker or heavier variation, try ghosting only the key accents. Don't put a ghost note before everything. Put it before the most important hits, the bars that define the phrase, or the lead into the drop. That restraint makes the effect stronger. You can also experiment with slightly different ghost behaviors. Sometimes the ghost note can be on the same pitch. Sometimes an octave lower works. Sometimes a tiny overtone cue, like a fifth above in a parallel texture, gives the ear just enough information to feel the impact sooner. The question is always the same: which version adds punch without sounding like an extra melody? Now let's talk timing against the break. In jungle, the break is often the real timekeeper. Don't just line the sub up to the grid and call it done. Anchor it to the snare ghosts, the shuffled hats, or the chopped break accents. If the sub answers the rhythm instead of merely following the click, it tends to feel much heavier. And if you notice the bass feeling late, use tiny nudges. 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier or later can change the pocket dramatically. This is the kind of detail that separates a decent low end from a proper heavyweight one. For a finishing pass, build a loop of 8 or 16 bars. Maybe the first two bars are tension, the next four are the main groove, then you get a variation or fill, and then a release or DJ-friendly outro. That structure gives the track movement and makes it usable in a set. If you want the drop to hit harder, remove the ghost layer for a beat or half a bar before the drop, then let it snap back in. That absence can make the return feel enormous. Let's wrap with a practical challenge. Build three versions of the same idea. One version with clean sub only. One version with the ghost note added. One version with the ghost note plus a quiet resample texture layer. Then listen at low volume, check in mono, and compare them against the break. You'll usually hear that the ghost version feels bigger, tighter, and more intentional, even though the actual difference on the waveform is pretty subtle. That's the real power of the subsign ghost playbook. You're not just making the bass louder, you're making the moment before impact smarter. And in jungle and old school DNB, that little moment is often where the weight lies. So remember the formula: clean mono foundation, tiny ghost pre-hit, smart envelope, subtle saturation, mono discipline, and timing lock to the drums. Get that right, and your sub doesn't need to be huge to feel huge. It just needs to arrive at exactly the right moment.